Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Inner Voice Intuitive Hour with your host, Jenny Seek.
Hi, folks. This is Jenny Seek, and this is your weekly forum for connecting with your intuitive process, all things metaphysical, and honoring and recognizing your soul self. Thanks for tuning in, and enjoy the ride.
Hi there, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning in to Inner Voice Intuitive Hour this Tuesday. I want to let folks know who are new to Inner Voice Intuitive Hour that this is a forum for people who are interested in connecting with their deep, authentic, soul-centered self. In-depth psychology, we look at the unconscious and figure out how it is we can tap the gifts of the unconscious to recognize our calling and so that we can share our gifts in the world in a larger way. So if that is a topic you're interested in, or if you're interested in connecting with the idea of your own budding intuition, your own inner voice, your own inner calling, and listening for that persistent inner voice. Often we have a feeling that the loudest thing is our, we tend to think that the loudest thing is our inner voice, but often I've found in my own journey that the thing that is our inner voice is the thing that's most persistent, the thing that we're very inclined to set aside for the goals of the culture, and that if that voice taps at you on the inside and returns again and again and again, it's very likely that you're trying to connect with your intuition on that level. I want to share with you what's coming up on Inner Voice, and I also want to encourage you, if you're listening to Inner Voice for the first time, to share, or you're a return listener, to share your pretty picture with Inner Voice. Just click on the follow button, and that way I'll know that you're listening to the show, and I'll be able to send you updates about what's happening on the show. I also encourage you to check out both my blog, Inner Voice Insights, and Inner Voice Intuitive, to find out more about the work that I'm doing. I do all different kinds of work, from intuitive counseling, which is all about listening to your own inner voice, recognizing where you got off track, and doing that deep intention setting, that deep creative visualization work that is so resonant with beginning to listen on a deeper level, with beginning to not only say yes to the things that we want to call forth, but getting a really clear no about what isn't the right fit for us as well. So I also do, intuitive tarot reading and chakra balancing and dream work and a bunch of other stuff. So I encourage you to check out the website and also to sign up for the newsletter. For folks who are on the newsletter list, I am working on that. I've had some really great, amazing things happen recently, which have taken all of my time and energy in a good way. But I am working on getting constant contact together and figuring out that piece of the journey so that you will be getting a newsletter in the near future. I would say probably by the summer at the latest. I am much more intuitive than I am sensate, so these technological pieces are probably the most challenging part of my journey with sharing what I want to share with everyone. So I encourage you to sign up for the newsletter, and that will be coming out soon. I also want to share with you what's coming up on Inner Voice. We have some really, really exciting guests joining us. Next week, on February 12th, I will have Fiona Stoats on. Fiona is a wonderful intuitive practitioner out of the UK, and I've been lucky enough to be able to Skype with her just to kind of, you know, get a sense of what it is she's sharing in the world. She does some beautiful, beautiful silks, and we'll be talking about her journey with her silken art, which is these beautiful silk scarves that she creates. And she's working right now on a mandala deck to do readings with, and I think shopping for publishers. So she's just a bundle of fresh, wonderful light, and I can't wait to share her with you. Let's see then. On February 19th, Drake Spies will be on. I'm really looking forward to having Drake on. He is a depth psychologist in Lake Forest, Illinois, and he is a shamanic counselor. So he crosses a lot of different cross-sections there in terms of the way that he works with psychology. I'm so excited to have him here. Back in the summer, I had tried to get C. Michael Smith, and that didn't work. If anybody listened to that show, we had gone up there to check out the Crow's Nest, which is another shamanic center in Michigan, in Dowagiac, and I had planned to have C. Michael on, who is a contemporary of Drake Spies, but I ended up doing the show all about Trickster because I could not get Blog Talk to work. So I still have to have C. Michael on. But for folks who are familiar with either the Crow's Nest or with Drake Spies' wonderful work, I encourage you to check out that show. He'll be sharing all about the transcendent and all about how he works with psychology. I think sometimes psychology gets a bad rap. But Psychology Young talked a lot about the principles of moving into the future, of the transcendent function, of how the unconscious comes to us and shares with us these wonderful, delicious images that help feed what our journey is about, and that the job of ourselves is to get out of our ego, to get out of the way of ourselves, and to allow our lives to open up in a really resonant way that way. So I'm really looking forward to having him on the show. And I want to share a little bit about my own journey recently. I've had some really amazing things happen recently. And I'll share some of that with you, and some I won't let the cat out of the bag yet, but I can share the generals of those with you. And I also want to share with you tonight how it was that I was able to clear the slate and create this path and set this momentum in order to create the snowball effect in my own life, because I think it's very easy when we're young and we haven't experienced a lot of adversity in our life to set our intentions so beautifully and so clearly and so resonantly, because we haven't experienced energies that really can be very, very damaging to us. And we know for ourselves that when we really have a strong ego, a really strong sense of self, we can encounter that adversity and we don't get sucked up and caught up in it on our journey. And we know that our third chakra, our solar plexus chakra, is really, really strong. When we can say no to things that look like gifts, that look like opportunities on the surface, but when we scratch the surface, something just doesn't feel right there, or we get the feeling that the energy's there, that the MO of the energy's there is not in alignment with what our higher nature is. And our culture often tells us, and often our families, often our own unique cultures, often and then sometimes ourselves tell us not to follow these dreams, that they're not practical or they're not going to get us the kind of respect that we desire. I've been working recently with some folks who are really working on figuring out what their soul is telling them to do and staying in that sweet spot, that quiet spot, where they're listening more deeply to their inner voice instead of going to what looks like the big dream, what looks like the really, really good stuff with cherry on top. So if you've been feeling restless in your life, perhaps the universe is telling you to listen more deeply, to listen for the substance of your life, to listen with your deeper intuition, or what Irving Yalom called our third ear, which is our intuitive ear. And if that's happening for you, take heart, because that's happening for a lot of people on the planet right now. And I think that's part of why in my own circles I've been witnessing such wonderful opportunities that people have had. So anyway, I want to share with you what it was I did and a little bit about my journey with this, because I just in the year 2013, I mean, it started off with a bang, and it's just kept going and growing. And I'm just marveling at the amazingness that happens when you really get clear for yourself about what isn't a good fit. Maybe a story that you've been hanging on too long that doesn't have any energy for you anymore. Or it may be... part of our shadow. Our shadow, we know when we can take this part of ourselves in, the kind of sharper edges or the more difficult pieces of who we are, and we can figure out what the gifts are. We can turn that energy over, and we can see the gifts in our shadow, in that piece that we have a tendency to want to push away from in order to build our ego. When we can hold that up to the light of day and find the light and the goodness in that shadow, we can do amazing, amazing things. So a lot of my work has been about reclaiming that shadow. And for me, on my journey, I encountered a couple very, very formidable energies in my life that shaped my life when I was pretty young, and that made me feel a sense of, a sense of a deep frustration, that my dreams were too far away, or I wasn't worthy. I wasn't worthy of them, and that I should let them go. And I got that kind of energy mirrored back to me for a while, and that can be pretty shaping and pretty confusing. And sometimes you can take in energies that really weren't for you when people suggest things that really aren't about you but might be about themselves. You know, this piece of you know, my not being worthy of these things happening to me was a voice that I heard very early on in my life. And you know, you want to give people the benefit of the doubt, and you want to figure out what's true in the world. And sometimes you give people too much rope. Too much. You hang yourself. And so that was part of my journey. And after I had those experiences and really struggled with some deep questions about what I was here to do, I always knew what I was here to do on a very, very deep level. I knew I was here to do intuitive counseling, to help people understand imagery in their lives, to help them create beauty, and to help them be inspired by their most persistent dreams. I've always known that. But when it came to the details of the vision, I started to feel like maybe I was doing something wrong. And when we take that energy in, like I said, it's hard sometimes to realize that that was never about us, that if someone, sabotages us or doesn't connect with our dreams or doesn't reinforce the lightness in our spirit, that's about them, you know. And if they stay in that rational place too long and don't allow their spirit to soar, that's about them. And so sometimes we have to have good boundaries, and we have to realize that things that look like great opportunities, you know, will really deaden our spirit. So a lot of my journey in 2013 has been about listening to that deeper source, that deeper questing for what my dreams were. And I can't even tell you, you know, how if you go into yourself and you're holding energetically a piece that you feel like you're not worthy of, sometimes we don't get real clear about what that piece is, because it's so scary when we go in there that we just push away from it automatically. And we know from quantum work that when we get really, really clear about what our creative visualization looks like, we start to get it mirrored back to us in the world. But if we're in a place where our shadow takes over and we are not finding the lightness and the goodness in what's happened in the past, we can't grow past that bad fit of opportunity, that not good fit, then sometimes we won't allow ourselves to reach the heights again. So this was really an issue for me, and I had really hit a brick wall I had had a wonderful opportunity to grow a business for folks who are interested in intuitively designed, spiritually designed jewelry. Check out Sacred Bracelets on Facebook. That was probably my first love. That was the first business that I created. And I've seen a lot of success with it. I've seen it grow, and I've had the joy of working with so many different clients around the United States, coming up with these pieces to help them hold the energy and the images and the intention that they're drawing into their life. So that's been just wonderful to watch that grow. And I was kind of wanting to diversify my clientele and diversify my venues. And often people tell you that you have to do things a certain way. I'm a big believer that you don't have to do things a certain way. And that when someone tells you that you do, they're telling you the limitations of their own story. And you can investigate this for yourself. Next time, like this next week, say you go out in the world and you're given a limitation by someone and they say, oh, it doesn't work that way. That's not how it works, or you're not going to be able to find that in the world. Hold that energy lightly and investigate it anyway. There have been so many opportunities to connect with things that I was told were dead ends, and I'm able to look and say, ah, that's the limitation of their story. That's their shadow. That's the piece they can't grow past. Well, when I was a lot younger and very naive, I used to say things like, wow, you know, I'm sorry that you feel that way, you know, and maybe there is something around the bend. And when people are telling you what their limitations are, by sharing that with you, there's this silencing piece that needs to happen where you don't reflect that back to them. Because a lot of people who believe these things need to believe them on their own growth path. They need to hold the energy that way. And they're going to mess with you if you suggest to them, if you upset the apple cart. And I think that was a large part of how I created so much venom, for lack of a better word, around my own awarenesses, around my own gifts. Because I was in a place where the rubber had hit the road with some folks, and instead of just shutting up and knowing what I knew inside, I had to say, well, now that sounds like it's really a struggle for you. Is that going on for you? And I meant it in the most loving way, but they couldn't take it in a loving way. And so it wasn't the best thing for me to do in the world. And I've learned that. So I'm going to tell you some specifics now about my journey and about what it looked like and about these amazing things that have happened, and encourage you to check in with your own process around this as well and to try these techniques. So anyway, as I was saying, with Sacred Bracelet, I had really expanded and been really clear. You know, I had someone tell me, oh, well, I have a YouTube video on Sacred Bracelets, and it's kind of long. And they said to me, oh, you know, it's too long. No one's going to listen to that. And I thought, well, I don't want, like, everybody in the world to purchase Sacred Bracelets. I want people to purchase Sacred Bracelets who really get the energy behind the vision. You know, I don't want them to be the next fad. I don't want them to be Pandora bracelets. That's not what I want in the world. And I was clear about that for myself. And they said, oh, well, you know, that's good, but you have to do it this way. And so I was real clear that I didn't have to do it that way. And so I didn't. And I have about 2,000 hits on my on my video on YouTube, and I've gotten a lot of people who've said, I watched your video, I can't wait to order a bracelet. And I really share the vision behind sacred bracelets in that video. So anyway, I had seen a lot of success, and I had hit my head against, you know, this wall of you must do it this way. And I want to tell any entrepreneur out there, anyone who is starting a business, there is nothing that you have to do a certain way. Your intuition will guide you if you listen and if you stretch beyond your routine comfort zone, which means connecting with your shadow. You will be able to do it on your own terms. That's the first piece that I want everyone to hear. So anyway, I realized that I had kind of bumped up against some limitations in my own community, and I really wanted to expand the scope of sacred bracelets. I really wanted to reach out to different venues and to a more diverse group of clients. And so I thought back in, and I realized that I had known someone who had worked on these swag bags. I had known someone, I had done a radio show for, if you guys are familiar with Annette Rochelle Aben. She's a wonderful, she does a wonderful show herself. Check her out on Facebook. I had been on her show, and I knew she had done these swag bags for the stars, and I knew unconsciously that I was uncomfortable with some of the feelings that came up for myself when I thought about doing something like this. And whenever you come up with one of these challenges in terms of something that your ego is presenting to you that doesn't really feed your growth process, it'll usually be black and white. It will usually be, oh, it's too much, it's too big, it'll be a what if. So you can start to hear your own ego speaking back to you about your limitations that you've imposed on yourself. So for me, this dialogue was kind of like, oh, well, you can't do that because you'll get too big. Something will get out of control. And it all became very, very black and white. And I went, what if it doesn't have to get too big? Then I had a wonderful reading with a lady last week, Diana Blagden. Look for her on Inner Voice in coming weeks. And she said, you don't have to do it that way. You can continue to have autonomy in your business as your business grows. You can continue to say who you want your client base to be. And if your business gets really, really big, you can say, you know, this has really, really blown up overnight. I never had visualized that this way. You know, I never knew that this would happen so quickly, but it has. And I will make you the most beautiful bracelet of your dreams, but it may take me 3 months. So here's this waiting list. And people who really want your work are going to say, I want to work. I don't care how long it takes. So you don't have to be thrown into this tizzy about, serving, meeting a demand. All of these kind of horror stories about growing something beyond your own scope don't have to really be your story. And when people tell you that they do, that means they didn't have good boundaries. That means that when their clients came to them and said, I need it tomorrow, you didn't eat a good dinner, and you didn't do your own self-care, and you met the demand at the expense of yourself. And so growing something is knowing the yes and also the no, knowing where the rubber hits the road for you. So anyway, with that new awareness, I set my intention, and I connected with this person, Annette, and I said, I know that you had posted this thing on Facebook about, creating jewelry and different products for the stars. Can you put me in line with the person who, you know, might help that to happen? Now, the piece about this is whenever you do this networking, you cannot get attached to the outcome. You have to look at the outcome as something that will come by shifting the momentum in your own story. But you can't attach it to any one person, any one vision, any one outcome on the journey, or you get caught up in the drama, and the drama pulls you away from the dream. And I cannot say that enough. So I knew on this journey that I either would be connected with this person, they would love my work, or they wouldn't. And when I set my sights on that, I didn't care whether the answer was yes or no. I was going to do it and make that connection either way. My vision about what I wanted Sacred Bracelets to be and who I wanted Sacred Bracelets to reach was that strong. And my shadow had been contained. Light had been filtered into it by my vision, which had outgrown the limitations of what my ego might attach to it. So I contacted this person, and I just was sweet, and I said, you know, here's my stuff, here's the video on YouTube, I would love to design, how do we do this? Now, you know, another way you know that you're getting, you know, the shadow stuff coming in is you may start to feel like, and I did feel this as I did this, if you start to fill in the story for the person on the other end, oh, they're so annoyed, oh, they don't have time, oh, they don't like your work, oh, they, you know, I mean, if you have a backstory for them without knowing them, you know that your shadow is in overdrive. So you have to let go of having that backstory, because that backstory is fundamentally about yourself. It's an unconscious piece that you haven't tended in yourself. So, and I've done this, like a lot of this networking stuff, and some of it's worked out in the past and some of it hasn't. But part of knowing that you're getting clear about it is realizing that until you have some indicator, some strong indicator that someone really doesn't have time. Like they say to you, you know, I'm gonna pass this over. This isn't the right fit. I'm too busy. Get a platform and get back to me. Then you have an indicator that maybe that story that you're telling yourself, that there's some truth to it, and you can go in another direction. But if you're filling in the gaps, you know that you are being your own worst enemy in that way. So when I did this, I let go of outcome, and I thought to myself, this may not go the way that I had anticipated. But even if it doesn't, isn't it wonderful to get the images out there more? Isn't it wonderful to make this first contact and to feel energetically what it feels like to put yourself out there, whether it works out or not? In our culture, we're really reinforced with this bigger, better, faster, more notion. And this whole notion is the idea that if you don't get what you want, you did something wrong. Maybe you didn't do anything wrong at all. You know, I can't remember what the quote is, but there's this quote about people who try and fail are just getting clearer or refining what they need to do next, and that people who are successful are willing to hit their heads against something a lot without stopping. Refining, of course, the energy as they go, figuring out the rules, figuring out what the arena, what the environment looks like to take yourself that seriously in the world. And if someone cuts you off at the knees, that's because they don't take themselves that seriously in the world. So I really, really want you to hear that, because whatever your dreams are out there, you can do it if you refine your own awareness, do your own inner work, do your own self-care, make sure you have a good meal, make sure that if you're stressed out, you take the time that you need to take a walk and connect with nature. Make sure that you really, really value what your inner voice is telling you about what your limitations are, your real limitations. Like if you're getting bad feelings energetically. Like, oh, like I remember there was this one place earlier on my journey that I really wanted to read at. I actually didn't want to read there at all. I should rephrase that. I didn't want to read there at all. Energetically, I just knew it wasn't the right fit for me. But I had this little voice in my head that said, that's what you have to do in order to be successful in this field. Okay, so it was a black and white. It was an ultimatum in my head. Oh, that's what you have to do to be successful. And I was feeding myself that story. So I was starting to story my journey with how I couldn't be successful unless I did something that compromised my own integrity and my own value system and my own vision. So I hope that what I'm saying is making sense to you, because I know it's a lot to digest, but it's some complicated stuff. But I think if you sit with these concepts throughout the week, you'll feel in a felt sense way in your body what it means to come up against something and then just gently push against the limitations that you've created in yourself and feel yourself rise and grow and go. And the difference between that and the feeling when someone in the outside is telling you, or you're that someone in the outside who is telling you, you have to do it this way, or you can't get A, B, C, D, or E. If you have anyone telling you that, I don't care if they are your life coach, if they are your therapist, I don't care if they're your mother or your father, if they're telling you that, they're telling you about their own limitations in the world. Someone who wants to help you grow and see your own growth will create opportunities to mirror it back to you in the world. So anyway, I did this. I sent out these pictures. I blessed them, sent them out with a kiss, and got someone to email me back right away and said, you know, they were in the airport, they couldn't wait to have my stuff in these swag bags. So what I've been doing this last week is designing these swag bags for the Oscars. And I haven't done bracelets, but for anybody who knows my work, I do these coiled memory wire bracelets that then are double wrapped with these semi-precious stones in them that are then energized and do intention setting work. But for this project, I designed 65 pairs of earrings for sacred bracelets and created these swag bags, and then also did gave gift certificates for readings so that people will be calling me for these, and my name and energies will be out there. And it's so funny because I had such blocks around this sort of stuff before I did it. Energetically inside, I just had this thing that said, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are to try to do this? And then what if you do it? What if you hit someone on the journey, get connected with someone on the journey who reinforces that story back to you? Who do you think you are? Why you? You know, well, why you? Why anybody? Because you're willing to put yourself out there. Because you're willing to do it with a grateful heart and a positive attitude, whether or not something comes back to you. Because you're doing it as a service. Because you're wanting to create a better world, a better vision, a clearer vision for each other in your life. So a big part of mine was, who are you to do this? That was a big tagline that came back to me. How dare you, right? A lot of times when we get this, someone has wanted in our past us to have loyalty to a vision that isn't our own. And what we get stuck with is the how dare you. That's like what sticks inside of us. And then we stop ourselves, even though energetically I could tell you on my own journey that in the beginning of my journey, I was working in managed care in a system that was very, very traditional, that had lots of entrenched limitations around just how counseling and was done, there was a you know, kind of this feeling that intuition was a scary thing and everything had to be evidence-based. I still struggle with that inside myself and imagine sometimes that what I'm doing isn't okay, but I can check in and say, that isn't my story. My story to tell is that this is what I want people to do, is to connect with their intuition on a larger level. This is what people need to do. And I know that that story is part of my shadow that isn't getting fed. And so I'm starting to tell that story and giving it too much prominence in my own life. So now I have my own home-based business and I do intuitive counseling and I help people to trust their own intuition. I listen very intuitively and check in with them about their own story so I can get a sense of when it was that they went astray, when they started to not honor their most refined awarenesses about what was right for them. And usually that starts to lead people down this long path where they question their own gifts and their own purpose, and I try to hold that up to them so they can see that and then mirror that in a positive way so they can start to fill in those gaps and get a clearer vision about what their own journey looks like. But in order to do that, I have to do my own inner work as well. And when I bump up against my shadow or I bump up against that black and white thinking that says always or never, I know that I've hit a piece in myself that I haven't tended that's still painful for me, and that there's a backstory that's there that probably isn't really my own. So I did this, and I've sent all this stuff out. I just sent it out yesterday, and we'll see what happens. I'm really excited about the potential for it because it's always good to grow and to find a larger audience and find a more diverse audience for your gifts and your services. But I did it in a way that was loving. I got invested in every pair of earrings I made. And I send it off with love. And if nothing comes of it, I'm so glad I had the experience. I don't think that will happen, but it could happen. I mean, we don't know. So the other thing that I did was I got really, really clear. I had done I had worked with someone a while back, a business counselor type person, and even though I don't know that it was the best fit on my journey and I ceased working with them, they were talking about a six-figure business and creating the six-figure business. And I don't feel like I need a six-figure business to be successful. I don't want for tons and tons of stuff. I don't think you can take it with you. And I'm looking for more substance. I just don't care that much about stuff. I never have. I probably never will. And I'm really good at manifesting what I need in large quantities in really, really magical ways. So I just never have needed that. But what I realized was that I was being triggered by this six-figure income piece, and I was letting it stop me. Even though I don't care about six-figure, I was letting it stop me. So I then worked with this other person this year who also uses the term six-figure, and I don't care. Like, six-figure for me might be four-figure. It might be, it might be all sorts of stuff. I'm not letting the word stop me or limit me in any way. So I was gifted a reading on New Year's Day, and it was just amazing because I really struggle in my own life with technical details. I'm not particularly sensate. If folks are familiar with the Myers-Briggs, I've struggled with a learning disability. And so I'm just not real quick with the, all of the the technical details that have to happen. And I have to do things again and again and again, probably like some of you out there, in order to get it. And I spend a lot of time feeling not so bright around that. But in order to grow the business that I want to grow, I have to be able to sit with those feelings and work through those energies. So anyway, I received this wonderful gift from this intuitive practitioner, and I'll just plug him here. His name is Michael Mapes. He's amazing. He does wonderful, wonderful intuitive work, helping you grow your intuition, et cetera, and so forth. And I had a half-hour consultation with him on New Year's Day. I won that. And he said, you know, well, your website is great. You know, he started giving me information about stuff. Your website is great, but it's a lot of information. And I was able to hear all of that because I really, really wanted to grow. And I knew that he had my best interest in mind. I knew that his MO was love and support, and that he wants to help other intuitive, heart-centered practitioners grow so that we can change the world. And so I was able to hear that, and it was just amazing because I wrote everything down, and I got kind of frustrated because I spent some time on my website, a lot of time on my website. And since I don't love doing that, I knew I was going to have to go back in there. But I thought, well, okay. And the old part of me thought, well, it's going to take 6 months. I'm going to have to figure this out. Because he had said what I needed to do was streamline my offerings and come up with a tagline for what, like, the center of who I was and what I had to share in terms of my gifts were. So I didn't want to do that. I had put a lot of work into these different pages and stuff. And so the old me said, oh, it's going to take 6 months. It's going to be so frustrating. Like, I had all this huge backstory about how long it was going to take, how it was going to slow me down, how I resented it, you know, all this sort of stuff that we all have. And then I had met with this other woman and I had started networking. I'm really, really excited, actually. A group of us, Muriel, Denise, JP, and I, will be starting a page called the Intuitive Light Community. We're all heart-centered practitioners. We span the United States. We'll be sharing our gifts and we'll be doing a radio show together. And I'm so excited about that. Well, Denise, who is a particularly techie intuitive, and she's a wonderful intuitive in her own right. I was talking to her the next day because we were setting up the page, and she said, let's take a look at your website. So here I am with this backstory that I'm aware of about how long it will take, how much energy it will take, how I don't want to do it. And I know it's shadow stuff. I know it has to do with things that have happened in the past. And she says to me, well, you know, you can make these pages so that they're, and this happened in one day. I'm thinking 6 months, it happened in one day. She's like, do you know you can take these extra pages and you can put a tagline there, and you can have people click on them and have invisible pages. So you can still have all these different focuses on your website, but people don't have to see every page, so it doesn't look so cluttered, so it's more streamlined, so it's easier to read about and easier to access the information. That happened in one day. And what I want to tell you about this that is so amazing is that, you know, we have a tendency in our culture to hang on to our vision and to make it so, so detailed and so specific that we're like, you know, a very serious mother going, I have to make this happen. I have to make this happen. You get the archetype, right? It doesn't really happen like that. It doesn't come with what I always like to say is sprinkles on a Tuesday. You know, it might come on a Wednesday, or it might come 2 weeks later. It might come out of the blue. But as long as you hold your vision, get clear about the specifics of it, but then don't hold on to the specifics when it shows up in the world. But check in with your heart and check in with your gut and make sure it feels right for you when you go to receive it. So I had this whole idea that this was going to take forever. It took one day. This person came to me and said, let me help you. You know, let me help you. Let me make this materialize for you. And if I had been too in that shadow place, I would have questioned this person's motives. I would have thought I owed them something. You know, there would have been this backstory, which has happened in my life. People have been manipulative that way. I'm sure that you've experienced that as well. But I felt the energy, and I thought, that's not what's going on here. You know, what's going on is someone actually wants to help me from a heart-centered place. And then what that does is it enables me to help someone else. It enables me to carry that energy forward into my life, in a way that, you know, is magical and is spontaneous and helps somebody else grow on their journey. So then the other thing that happened, and that was amazing too, and I think that, you know, we cycle energetically through these places. I know I do. I'm a water fire type, and so I cycle a lot. I usually have about 5 or 6 days that are just like gung-ho, and then I have a couple days that are like kind of slogging through mud. And when I have those days, I notice, and I do more self-care at those times, and I let myself be in that place of slogging through mud. I don't beat myself up for it. I don't try to move myself out of it. I just let myself be there, and I observe it. So anyway, I had some more opportunities to work with a client, and we were working on some stuff that really triggered some issues in me around self-worth, around these sorts of things. And I was able to see through working with this person that I wasn't there anymore, because I was able to mirror for them the fact that, you know, not everybody is their client. You know, not everybody is everybody's client. So I wasn't in this place where I needed every single client across the board. And I realized I was in a really, really different place, and that the energy was lighter and moved faster here. And because of that, I did a radio show later that day called A Shamanic Life, which I encourage you to check out too. My episode hasn't aired, but it's a wonderful, wonderful show. I'm not sure, I'm pretty sure it's airing now, but it's a guy out of Portland, a woman out of Portland, and a guy, John Persola, out of San Francisco, and it's all about connecting with shamanism and the shamanic experience and what it looks like in a life. And I got to do that show, and it was such a wonderful gift to do that show, because often for folks out there who are listening who are practitioners, often when we get into this work, we get into it from this very spontaneous, playful place, and then when we realize that it really is our business and we are, you know, working on creating a business, that serious person kind of creeps in there, and we're doing all this caretaking, and it's hard for us to connect with the joy of the work that we're doing. And that has been a growing edge for me, something I'm working on, and really lightening up and feeling a lot more free and a lot more connected. But I got to approach it from that perspective, and we got to talk about dreams and dream imagery, and I was able to hold the energy because of everything that I'd moved through earlier in the day, and was feeling so good and so like myself that I was just able to share from this very, very present, what Eugene Gendron calls felt sense. A place in yourself where you're moving through the energies and your heart is very, very open and you're very present. And in those places, you're very able to feel the changes going on in you. You're very able to feel the quickening, and you're able to have a sense of empathy as you're doing this for yourself. It's something that in dreams, when we're not dealing with nightmares, when we're dealing with what Jung called the transcendent function, or what I just call magical dreams, that we do very, very naturally. We do it as children very naturally, but then when we experience wounding, we slow down and it's harder for us to be present-centered and to allow ourselves to receive all the beauty and wonder of life. So anyway, I was doing this radio show and just listening to myself and was going, wow, like you really kind of know your stuff. And I was just really feeling good about what I had to share. And I realized then that everything was growing inside of me and I was being transformed by sharing the work. And just had a wonderful hour with him. So invigorating and positive. And then after that, I had another opportunity, which I won't share the specifics of the opportunity. But if I had not done the work that I'd done with this client in the morning and hold, have my own space in the work, and I had not allowed myself as a result of that to open up to the stories that I had to share on a shamanic voice, I would never have allowed myself to do what I did, because it was in my old character before I was wounded to do something where I said, well, whatever, sky's the limit, you know. And we all have this sky's the limit energy in us. And it gets beaten down because we really hear this kind of thing of, you're not good enough, how dare you, you know, all of these kind of schoolmarmy, or, you know, it could be a guy, the archetype of a guy, like the negative emperor, you know. We hear these voices in ourselves and we limit our own opportunities. So anyway, I have a very dear friend who's writing a newspaper or a magazine column, and came on my page and just shared what she was doing and kind of linked me up with this person who had started this magazine publication. And I friended them. And again, like, no holds barred. If they friended me back, yay. If they didn't, what fun it was to put it out there. And they friended me back within, I don't know, 5 seconds or something. And then I did this thing that was so out of character for who I was struggling with and moving through, not my earlier very, very free self, but this wounded self that I've been working on, you know, moving out of my system, out of my energy field. And I friended this person and I said, check out my pages. And, you know, specifically Sacred Bracelets, I know that you're this type of a magazine and that you might really like this. And they wrote me back and said, we'd like to have you do an article about this. And then, you know, there's that, you know, wonderful, exciting, yet scary energy of, oh, well, will this come to fruition? And then there's all the energy behind that of, oh, you know, excitement and frustration and everything that you've brought to an experience when you've had someone offer you something and then it did come to fruition or it didn't, you know. So, I went and took a bath and talked to the angels and let go of the outcome, and came back, and this person called me and said, yes, we're going to be doing a feature, and so I'm lined up to do that, and I'm very excited about the potential of that, because it is really a very, very diverse clientele. It's exactly what I wanted when I started to envision at the beginning of this year how to grow things on my own terms. And it happened because I let it. When I was at Pacifica, where I did my master's work, we did a lot of group counseling work to teach each other how to do group work. And part of that was, it was a very interesting experience in the summer of doing that, because, you know, we all play roles in a group and we all get stuck in a certain role and feel different emotions that sometimes are uncomfortable for us. So I remember this one little young lady saying to me, thank you for letting us. And that was a wonderful piece of mirroring for me, because I realized that not only was I stuck in a role where maybe I wasn't allowed to join in, but that I had taken that role on, and I was sending the message out that I was an outsider as well. So in that moment, she mirrored for me the fact that I was as resistant as they might have been. So that it was a dynamic that was created by two. Right now in my work, I usually do a lot of one-on-one counseling, and I've had the opportunity to work with couples, and that is a whole different ball game, because it isn't just all about one anymore, right? It's about two, and it's about strengthening the vision and finding a bridge between those two energies to create a third thing, right? So, and that's about the roles that we play in our lives. So I've been really quickening the energies by noticing energetically what's right for me and noticing what's wrong. And I really encourage you, you know, because we get all this, you know, positive self-talk, self-help stuff, and it's great stuff. But the reality is you have to be able to say no, too. And sometimes in metaphysical fields, no is negative and no is bad and no really gets shot down. But no is also a part of our inner voice, you know, knowing this isn't the right fit for me. This isn't how I want to create my journey. This isn't the vision I have for myself. It's great because it helps open up what is there for you and what your vision is about. So I encourage you on your own journey not just to listen to your yes, but also to find your no in yourself and to tend that no so that it doesn't just become a no to everything, right? It can kind of become this universal no if we're not careful. But this is a deeper no. Like, go into your system. It isn't like a no, like you put your hand up in front of your face and block someone. It's a no that kind of rises up in your gut, and you feel it. Like, it's not right for me. That's not right for me. It doesn't matter how many people around you say, this is what you have to do, or this is what you should do, or this is the way to get here, or anything like that. If you're hearing that this isn't right for me, you're listening to your inner voice. So that's really the piece that I guess that I really have to impart and share this evening. So do share your face with inner voice, and I think I will be shifting the show tonight. I've had one for entrepreneurial energies up, and I think I'll shift it to this show because I think that this one has got some really good gems in it, some really good pieces in it. So I'll be doing that. And do check out the website and do sign up for the newsletter. And if you're interested in scheduling Skype intuitive counseling or Skype counseling or Skype readings, I'm open for that and taking clients. And I encourage you on your own journeys to reach for the stars with your dreams and to listen deeply to your inner voice and to that third thing that's being created, that wonderful symbolic language that creates a bridge from the possible to the actual in your lives. Good luck with all of your dreams. Here is Star Williams, and she's going to take us out with the blessings, and this is all about connecting with synchronicity. Whatever you do between now and next week, go and make magic, feel magic, create magic, inspire magic in others, and notice magic. That's what we're here for. Take care.